Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
News Talk, 1110 and 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Winterville Show. Government has one job, to administer the mechanism of state funded by taxpayers, and government needs to be as efficient as they possibly can be when it comes to efficiently utilizing your tax dollars. Biggest fraud in a generation, the looting of the COVID relief plan known as PPP. They bought Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Bentleys, and Teslas, of course, lots of Teslas. Many who participated in what prosecutors call the largest fraud in U.S. history, the theft of hundreds of billions of dollars in taxpayer money intended to help those harmed by the coronavirus pandemic, couldn't resist purchasing luxury automobiles, also mansions, private jet flights, and swanky vacations. They came into their riches by participating in what experts say is the theft of as much as $80 billion, or about 10% of the $800 billion handed out in the COVID relief plan known as the Paycheck Protection Program, on top of the $90 billion to $400 billion believed to have been stolen from the $900 billion COVID unemployment relief program. At least half was taken by international fraudsters, and another $80 billion potentially pilfered from a separate COVID disaster program. So, let's do the math. $80 billion plus $400 billion plus $80 billion. Think about that. Think about that. $560 billion may have been grafted. The prevalence of COVID relief fraud has been known for some time, but the enormous scope and its disturbing implications are now clear. Even if the highest estimates are inflated, the total fraud of COVID relief comes to a mind-boggling sum of taxpayer money, $579 billion. We haven't had a hearing into this. We haven't had SWAT team raids. We haven't had SWAT team raids like they go after the pro-life people, like they go after the January 6th people, like they do that. They don't have the raids. Where's Merky Garland and his little private army of FBI agents? Why aren't they kicking indoors and gathering up dollars? Because it's much easier to punish you, to label you, to surveil you. You're the people that need to be shown who's boss. You're part of the 74 million, right? Most of the losses are considered unrecoverable, but there's still a chance to staunch the bleeding. Justice Department Inspector Michael Horowitz, who oversees the COVID relief spending, told NBC News' Lester Holt in an exclusive interview that COVID relief programs were structured in ways that made them ripe for plunder. Really? The Small Business Administration is sending that money out basically to people. Apply and sign and tell us what you're really entitled to for the money, said Horowitz. The epic swindle of COVID unemployment relief has been carried out by individual criminals or organized crime groups using stolen identities to claim jobless benefits from state workforce agencies disbursing federal funds. Each identity could be worth up to $30,000 in benefits, Horowitz said. The SBA's Inspector General identified $78 billion in potentially fraudulent economic injury disaster loans. The Secret Service has its own estimate of $100 billion. Why are we not kicking in the doors of the mansions? Why are we not deploying military personnel to show you who's boss when you steal from the American taxpayer? Because we don't do that. For the same reason that Habes, that's right, Maggie Haberman was offended that we would consider doing some kind of a military strike on drug labs in Mexico. Why? Because we're supposed to be the stupid people. We're supposed to be the people who allow us to get our pockets picked. And when we complain, we get labeled as insurrectionists. We get labeled as greedy. We get labeled as racist. We get labeled of all those things when we're trying to protect the American taxpayers' hard-earned money. When you get up and you go to work every single day, you pay taxes. Criminals don't. And as long as we have the IRS code written the way it is, the criminals will continue to avoid paying taxes because nobody in D.C. has the sensibility to understand that a consumption tax is the way to go, because then you have everybody paying the tax. The guy who buys the mansions with the stolen IRS money, the people who buy the Lamborghinis, the people who buy all the garbage that these people went and spent money on, they'd be paying taxes. But we can't do that because we got to shake down the strivers. We got to shake down the moms and dads who scrimp and save and play by the rules so that Joe Biden can come into office and he can tank you out for $7.6 trillion in market losses. Why? Because justice. There's no justice. There's not even retribution. There's not even the possibility of a slightly tight handcuff on one wrist as we take you with a raincoat over your head into the back of a van to have you arraigned in a city in a federal court for stealing money from the American taxpayers. When you steal money from the American taxpayers, you're not stealing it from Trump. You're not stealing it from Biden. You're not stealing it from Bezos. You're stealing it from the hardworking people that play by the rules. And nobody wants to be the avenging angel for those people who got screwed at the lower end of the pile. Because your money's just, well, not that significant. You know, you defraud the government to the tune of that kind of money, you deserve a death penalty.